Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. New episodes are released in the morning most weekdays, with a quick roundup of the Tribune's top stories of the day. So if you have a few minutes, listen in. Here's your news. To get things going, a hunt is on for a man with a history of violence who allegedly caused two tumultuous scenes at his former fiancée's White City home, less than 2 weeks after he was convicted of beating her. John Martin Phelan, 64, sentenced earlier this month to probation for a vicious attack that left the victim with lasting dental problems, is now wanted after he allegedly threw rocks through windows at her home midday, December 16th, and in the early morning hours of December 18th, according to court records and a release issued by the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Phelan is described as 5 feet 11 and 220 pounds, with gray hair and green eyes. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should contact Jackson County Dispatch at 541-776-7206. Next up, a Grants Pass High School graduate and athlete is one of 29 women who will be featured on the upcoming season of The Bachelor on ABC. Brianna Amaranthus, an NBC Sports Northwest reporter, apologies if I'm pronouncing your last name wrong, will be among the cast members on the reality television show, in which the designated bachelor chooses his potential future wife from among the contestants. The show, now in its 22nd year, premieres at 8 p.m. Monday, January 1st. Amaranthus, 25, played on the 2008 and 2010 Grants Pass High State Champion softball teams. She graduated from the University of Oregon in 2014 with a degree in electronic media and public relations. According to a report in the Grants Pass Daily Courier, Amaranthus cannot do media interviews because of a non-disclosure agreement with ABC. The Courier report said she plans to use social media to chronicle her experience as it airs. Finally, an Eagle Point restaurant has been burglarized twice over a three-month period, and the Jackson County Sheriff's Department is looking to the public for help solving the crimes. Juan's El Caporal Mexican restaurant, in the 14,000 block of Highway 62, was the target of burglars in October and December break-ins. The first incident took place at about 3 a.m. October 18th. Someone broke in through a window and stole a safe, which contained an undisclosed amount of cash and business documents, according to Sergeant Julie Denny. A burglar also broke in through a window in the second case, which occurred just before 6 a.m. December 18th. In that case, cash, a laptop, and a Sawzall tool were taken. Anyone with information is asked to call or text Crime Stoppers of Southern Oregon at 1-800-850-0580. Well, that's it for today. Be sure to check out full versions of these stories at our website, mailtribune.com. You can also listen to other podcasts that my colleagues put together at mailtribune.com/podcasts. And be sure to follow us on all our social media accounts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Have a great day.